Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Ka'Chava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the death toll on Irish roads this year stands now at 183. That's 8 more than last year's total, after another 3 people lost their lives in separate crashes in recent days. Yesterday, we discussed the decision not to break up the Road Safety Authority. But are we doing enough for road safety? We're joined by Leo Leggio, Vice President of the Irish Road Victims Association. Leo, as I say, 183 deaths, higher than last year's total already this year. Are we doing enough?
No, we're not doing enough, Shane. It's 18 more than last year, just at the moment, as far as I know. And it's just, there seems to be a lack of urgency in doing what the necessary things that need to be done. Like we in Nerva, we see we're dealing with victims of road fatalities every single day. And it's just heartbreaking seeing these people going through what we went through. And we're doing nothing about it. Absolutely nothing about it.
When you say we're doing nothing about it, what would you like to see happening?
We have all these promises. We were promised to reduce speed limits, and the government reneged on two of those speed limits coming down. Two very important ones, 30 kilometres and 80 kilometres an hour, where the road isn't segregated, separated. We were promised more speed cameras, and we haven't been given that. We were promised more Gardaí on the roads, more roads policing, and we haven't been given that either. Everything has been put on the shelf.
Leo, just have a listen to this. Is the former Transport Minister Shane Ross talking to News Talk last year? Have a listen to what he had to say.
This has become a political football. The narrative is, if you ask politicians, they'll say, "Oh, it's enforcement." If you ask the RSA, they'll say the problem is enforcement. That's pointing their fingers at the Gardaí. Mm. They're saying the Gardaí are not doing their job and enforcing the law. But the evidence that I have, and I have as a minister, and I think is the case at the moment, is quite clear that there is no political will to introduce the type of tough legislation which is necessary.
Yeah, no political will to do the tough legislation that is needed. Do you agree with Shane Ross?
100%. Like he was trying to bring in the graduated speeding penalties, which makes sense, when he was in power. And it was almost going through. There was a change of government, and then it was done away with. And now they're talking about bringing it back again. After how many years is that now? Everything when it comes to road safety takes years and years and years and years. They had overnight to bring out a roadside memorial ban, which has nothing got to do with road safety. They just can't make the tough decisions like they did with the smoking ban in Wales. They brought in the 30 kilometre an hour speed limit. There was great opposition against that, but the minister over there just said, to hell with it, I'm going ahead and do it, and they done it.
Okay.
But our minister can't do it. I just don't understand. People are dying. Families are going to be missing loved ones at Christmas every single year this is happening. And like we could reach 200 this year, which is crazy. Don't get me wrong, people have responsibility as well, because these aren't accidents, these are collisions caused by the choices people make. People choose to speed, people choose to use their mobile phones, but some people aren't listening, and they have to be made to listen. And the only way to do that is by proper deterrence and enforcement.
Leo Leggio, Vice President of the Irish Road Victims Association, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.